Welcome to Five with Fitz. Here's how we play. I have five questions my Olympic guests will answer quickly. And the goal is to prove that Olympians and those close to them are just like us. Okay, they're not really anything like us. But there might be some things that you relate to. There might be something that inspires you, something new you want to try, or maybe you just get a fun fact that you can share with other people during the Olympics. Here is Five with Fitz. All right, Riley, you ready to play Five with Fitz?
I'm ready.
All right. Don't think, just answer. I know at Stanford, you guys do a lot of thinking, but just give a quick answer. We'll do five rapid fire questions, maybe a bonus at the end. Okay. Number one, when people first meet you and they don't know you're a gymnast, but they see your big arms, what sport do they think you do?
It's always wrestling every single time. They don't even know about gymnastics a lot of the time. They're like, oh, you wrestle, right? I'm like, no.
Could you wrestle?
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure I could.
All right. Number two, what is an indulgence that your coach probably would not approve of that you absolutely love?
Quesadillas every single time. Like they're my favorite cheap food and they're just very fatty and greasy and gross, but I love them so much.
I love it. I love it. Do you have a favorite place you go for it or is it making it yourself?
Yeah, it's Taco Bell.
Wow, you're really going there.
Yeah, I know it's a problem, but I limit myself. Don't worry, I don't do it all the time.
Could be a good sponsorship opportunity. Don't give up on it too early.
For sure.
All right, number three, you have a complete rest day. You are not allowed to work out at all. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? And you cannot say sleep or massage or meal prepping or anything healthy. Like, what is something you're doing to really like get away from everything?
Oof, yeah. I'm a very avid moviegoer. I love going to the movies, not just watching movies. So I definitely put that in there. I'm not a huge outdoors guy, but I love to go when I get the chance. But I don't like hiking because I'm always tired. So maybe go on a drive as well. I love driving. My girlfriend and I always just go on scenic drives because we live in such a beautiful place. And finally, I would probably just eat all of my favorite food. This basically describes what I did last week after nationals. I had a rest day and this is all the things I did. So yeah.
That sounds like a pretty darn good week. Okay. Number four, what is your best time-saving hack? Athletes always have ways to simplify different things they got to do every day. So what's your best time saver that you do?
Honestly, every single morning I journal my day and I don't put specific times, but I put the order of things I want to do. And just that 5 minutes of planning literally changes my whole day. But I can't do this weekly. I have to do it daily because then it really focuses you in the moment for that day. And that saves me probably hours on end per week just of having an order of events. So I'm not just like, oh, I should do this or that or this. Literally just writing the order of things I want to get done. I get it done.
Number five, you're an amazing gymnast. What are you absolutely awful at?
Ooh, what am I awful at? I'm not as bad, but I'm pretty bad at cooking. I'm trying so hard to get better. I don't know why. I lack the detail-oriented nature to be good at cooking. I'll try to think of a better answer though. I looked at my kitchen. So I was like, oh, it's like a cooking.
Is there a sport that you're not great at? I mean, you have incredible coordination, but is there something that you try and you're just terrible at?
I'll give
you an example. Every time I watch like a celebrity pro-am in golf, you'll see an incredible basketball player. You know what I mean? And they go onto a golf course and they're just awful. And it makes the rest of us feel kind of better about ourselves.
Yeah.
So what is something that when you go out, maybe even you enjoy, but you're like, man, I wish I was better at that.
Yeah. So we have a Topgolf. I'm glad you brought up golf. We have a Topgolf near us. It's in San Jose. And every time we go, I think I'm going to be so good at it. And I just cannot even hit the ball. Like I just rely on power and just try to hit the ball as hard as I can. Go straight down and into the ground. So I just cannot figure out golf. A lot of my teammates play and I just don't go with them because I know I'm going to be terrible and I don't want that weighing on me mentally. So Yeah, I really want to get better at golf. So if anyone could reach out to me and help me out with my golf, then that'd be great.
I love it. Okay, so last question. Here's your bonus question. It's 20 years post Paris Olympics. You were one of the five. You made the team. What do you think you're doing? What does your life look like?
I hope I'm just hanging out with my family. I have a nice job where it's not necessarily a 9 to 5 in an office, but I have a flexible life and I'm still very active, but definitely not involved with gymnastics because I deserve a break from that after this. I hope I just live a simple life after this because gymnastics is very, you're very spotlight center of attention. I just kind of want to live a normal life after this in 20 years. So that's what I hope
Well,
to.
I hope it also includes like polishing off a medal as well from
Oh
Paris.
yeah,
And I
every
wish
single day
you.
I'll hopefully be dusting them. Be on
Right.
the medal cabinet.
Thank you so much for playing. And I wish you the best of luck heading to Paris.
Thank you so much.